Aerial footage released by the U.S. military shows massive explosive force. The largest non-nuclear weapon in the American arsenal targeted a series of underground tunnels and an IS ammunition cache in eastern Afghanistan near the Pakistani border. This is where Washington believes the vast majority of IS fighters in the country are hiding. And the head of U.S. forces in Afghanistan says the move to drop this weapon was tactical, not political.
This weapon was the appropriate weapon to use against this target. And prior to this, we didn't have such a target.
First tested in 2003, the GBU-43, dubbed the mother of all bombs, produces a blast as powerful as 11 tons of TNT. Those on the ground attested to the bomb's power. Last night's bomb was really huge. When it dropped, everything was really shaking. I believe it killed around 70 or 80 of them. This is a positive move that IS fighters have been eliminated. No civilians were there at all. The use of the weapon comes just a week after the U.S. conducted airstrikes in Syria, another show of force from an American administration that suddenly seems more willing to intervene.